I trusted you, he ground out, pulling me to my feet by my hair and dragging me through the house back towards the cellar. You have been deceiving me, playing a very dangerous game with me. Now you will learn, my Callie, now you will learn. He flung me through the cellar door and down the stairs. I landed in a painful heap of tangled limbs at the bottom of the cellar steps, flinching as the footsteps followed me down. Once again, I was dragged to my feet by my hair and pulled across the room to where Jace now lay in a heap, a pool of blood rapidly forming around him. No! I screamed. My mind refused to register the damage to my body from the fall. My only thought was Jace. I reached for him. Malcolm yanked on my hair to pull me back. I was going to allow you to keep him a while, see if we couldn't teach him too, but not after this betrayal. You think to steal from me, Callie, he bellowed. He was losing control. I heard the change in his voice. You think to deceive me? Fool me once, Callie, fool me once. Your punishment, my dear, sweet Callie, is to watch your first love die. The wound I have inflicted will allow him maybe 15 minutes, possibly less. Say your goodbyes. Tomorrow we leave this town and everything in it. He threw me to my knees. I landed in the sticky pool of Jace's blood. Malcolm turned and left the cellar, mumbling to himself as he went. I crawled to Jace's side and searched for the wound, finding a tear in his t-shirt at the side. I tried in vain to apply pressure and staunch the bleeding, but the blood covered my hands in seconds. Cece, he groaned. It's okay, Jay. You're going to be okay. I'll fix this. I'll find a way. The blood continued to seep from the wound. I tore at my dress, somehow finding the strength in my weakened arms to rip off long shreds and wrap the wound. I tore Jace's shirt and packed it up at the open stab site before wrapping the pieces of my dress around him and tying them as tightly as I could. I was no nurse and had no real clue what I was doing, but I would try anything. Now you want to get naked with me, Jace joked as he coughed and struggled to breathe. Old time's sake, eh? I tried to laugh with him, but it was more of a sob. I was losing him and I knew it. Just hold me, see, hold me until it's over. He shivered, and I moved to lie alongside him, putting one arm under his head for support, and the other across his middle. I pressed myself against his side and got as close as I could. He turned his face towards me, and those hazel eyes I loved so much met mine. This isn't it, Jay. You're not going anywhere. I won't let you. I cried desperately. You stay with me, you hear me? Don't you fucking dare leave me, Jay.